The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about Nigel Farage. He has made yet another return to frontline politics. He's announced he's going to run as a candidate in the UK general election for the Reform Party, the Reform UK Party, rather, and has taken role of party leadership as well. But he's gone further. He has suggested this morning he could lead a reverse takeover of the Conservative Party. Here he is speaking to ITV's Good Morning Britain.
My political principles for 30 years have been to fight the establishment from without. That hasn't changed. You can speculate as to what will happen in 3 or 4 years' time. All I will tell you is if Reform succeed in the way that I think they can, then a chunk of the Conservative Party will join us. Oh. It's the other way round. And you mentioned Canada. What happened in Canada was Reform did a reverse takeover of the Conservative Party, rebranded it, and Stephen Harper, who was elected as a Reform MP, became the Canadian Prime Minister for 10 years. I don't want to join the Conservative Party. Right. I think the better thing to do would be to take it over.
That is what Nigel Farage had to say. Anne Widdecombe is a former Conservative Party MP and Minister and a former Brexit Party MEP, of course. Anne, you're welcome to the show. Can you see a path that leads to Nigel Farage leading the Conservative Party, or a version of it, being the UK's Stephen Harper?
Well, as I say, he doesn't want to lead the Conservative Party. What he wants to do is to absorb it into Reform. And yes, I can see that happening. I can see that if the Conservatives suffer defeat on anything like the scale that is being predicted, then they're going to have to ask themselves what went wrong. And if Reform has put in a strong performance, then that will give them their answer.
Is that a big if, though, if Reformers put in a strong performance? I know this YouGov poll that everybody is citing that is fairly bleak reading from a Conservative point of view. It's not too cheery from a Reform point of view either, is it?
Oh, it's extremely cheery. None of us is expecting to go from naught to government in one go. I mean, that's a patent nonsense. But we are at the moment quite regularly at 14 or 15 in the polls, and that's before the Farage announcement. And if we win some seats and if we keep on that level of polling, then that will be a strong performance. And as I say, why are we having that performance? Because of the policies we've got. So what do the Conservatives have to do? Adopt those policies. What are they doing already? Adopting some of the stuff that we had already published in our contract. It started already.
Now, 14 to 15%, I mean, if that was in Ireland, because of our system, you'd have plenty of representation in our parliament. It's a little different there, and it doesn't necessarily translate to seats. I mean, if the party fails to get over the line in terms of electing actual MPs, might that put a halt to Nigel Farage's gallop? Does he need to be elected, or does he need some MPs to be elected?
Well, Nigel Farage would say to you, given that he's never been elected, but that he managed to effect the greatest single change to our constitution in the last half century or so, that he doesn't actually need to be in parliament. But I do believe that we will get some seats this time. But the crucial thing is, we've got the policies which are resonating with the people. Now, you know, people have got to find courage. They've got to find the courage to vote for change. But as Nigel and Richard Tice said yesterday, something's happening, something's stirring. People are thoroughly fed up with both the major parties. This just could be the election when they decide to risk it.
Are they thoroughly fed up with Labour? I mean, they're going to romp home.
Yes. I mean, if you actually look at the polls, yes, Labour are well ahead. But if you then go deeper, nobody's inspired by Keir Starmer. Their policies aren't particularly popular. A lot of people don't even know what their policies are. Those sorts of things is what makes people fed up. And as Nigel said yesterday, and people always overlook this, we're not just getting supporters coming from the Conservative Party. We're also getting Labour supporters, previous Labour supporters. There is everything to play for, and we've still got 4 weeks.
Would Nigel Farage make a good leader of the country, do you think?
I believe that he would, for the simple reason
really?
That he puts Britain first. He always puts Britain first.
He's a lot of baggage, though, doesn't he?
Well, they've all got baggage. As far as I'm concerned, what Nigel's
got. Not many of the others went around singing Hitler youth songs.
hang on. Nigel Farage gets votes. Nigel Farage's policies get votes. And that means that he is offering what the country wants. And I'm tired of hearing him, you know, portrayed as being some sort of extremist. I worked with him in the European Parliament. I worked with him day after day. I know what he believes and I know what he stands for. And I know he'll put Britain first. And frankly, that's what an awful lot of people
want. But I mean, success can't be your only metric. I mean, you must place a premium, surely, on kind of principles.
That's exactly. And that's what we're campaigning on. Exactly. We do put a huge premium on principles.
And Nigel Farage is the principled leader, you think, to take control of the country?
I believe that what Nigel Farage wants for Britain is what Britain wants for Britain. Everybody's got a choice. They can go out and vote. And, you know, people do vote in droves for Farage. And I believe they've got good reason to
do
so.
You wouldn't kind of personally be any way squeamish about kind of the Hitler Youth songs when he was in school, or kind of his admiration for Enoch Powell and the Rivers of Blood speech, or how uncomfortable he feels about people speaking languages other than English when he's in London, or his condemnation by Jewish groups for anti-Semitic tropes. None of that stuff would kind of give you pause for thought.
Largely because I haven't seen any of that stuff in the Nigel Farage with whom I've been dealing. And I've been dealing with him now for some time. And, you know, I didn't know him at all.
But you're aware of that stuff. You might not see it day to day, but surely you're aware of it.
May I just finish what I'm saying? I didn't know Nigel Farage at all until I joined the Brexit Party. I always had all those things in my mind. This is what people say of him. I formed a completely different impression. And I'm a great believer in speaking as you find.
So why do you think he said all those things? If he's such a nice person.
First of all, I'm not sure that he did say all those things in quite the terms that you're saying. As far as I'm concerned, when he talks about people speaking English, I do believe very strongly that if somebody wants to come in this country, they should assimilate. They should learn English. They should be aware of English customs. That's not to say that they don't speak their own language as well. I'm not saying that at all.
Do you agree with the Rivers of Blood speech? Do you think that British people should fear the black man having the whip hand over the white man?
Look, Enoch Powell is another one who is often misunderstood. He was quoting Virgil, and he was a classicist. And as far as I'm concerned, I am not interested in extremes. And I have not found Nigel extreme. If I did, I'd be out. I'd be out so fast you wouldn't be able to see me going.
I mean, Enoch Powell could be called a lot of things, and some of them end with ist and ism, but I'm not sure classicist is the one that springs immediately to people's mind.
Well, that's because that's why they didn't understand the illusions.
And Whittaker, former Conservative Party MP, former Minister, former Brexit Party MEP. Anne, thank you very, very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.